Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome into the Full Time Report. Abe Gordon here, live back in the Kia Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we have a lot to get to tonight after a 1-1 draw on the road for Atlanta United. Some positives, some negatives, but my overall takeaway, and it's not going to be necessarily the biggest thing that we discuss tonight, but this is a game in which you do not have Thiago Almada. It is a game in which you go behind 1-0 on the road, and it is a game in which you scratch and you claw and you find 1 point, and you continue with positive momentum. It is 5 points in 3 matches under Rob Valentino since the managerial change. And look, right now you have not gained any ground in the standings tonight as compared to where you were when you entered the day. But it is tough to deny that this is a negative result. It may not have been as positive as many of us thought it could have been tonight, myself included. Not going to be dishonest here. I thought this was a situation where Atlanta United, even without Thiago Almada, could come in and take some money from St. Louis City. This is a team that had not played well at home, coming off a 3-0 defeat in the midweek, but they do strike first, and Atlanta United does find a 1-1 draw. It is the full-time report, and we have some things we have to get to. And the first of those is a statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. As Mike Connie mentioned, the possession relatively even. Atlanta United did have a 52-48 edge in that. 15-15 in shots, but shots on goal an edge to Atlanta United, 8-4. And, of course, XG is wildly different all over the place. I saw it at 1.61 for Atlanta United to 1.07. The guys back at City Park saw it wildly different. And just as a quick aside, like the fact that you can give the XG of Daniel Rios's penalty kick save followed by Daniel Rios's rebound is 1.6 or 1.5, whatever the number ends up being, that should tell you pretty much all you need to know about that stat. So that's where you have. Again, it is Daniel Rios kind of playing the hero in this one. Obviously, he lines up from the penalty spot. It is not a great penalty. I don't know if it was the poorest penalty I've ever seen, but it certainly wasn't one you're going to talk about with your parents later that night. But it is a it is saved, it is rebounded, and it is put back by Rios for a 1-1 scoreline there. Vasilev got one in the 50th minute, just a couple minutes after halftime. And it was a weird game. It was a weird game that featured some weird officiating, some frustrating officiating, certainly for the St. Louis City fans who were in attendance. And we'll certainly hear their reaction to a questionable officiating. I don't even think the call itself the call was questionable. I agree with that. It was a moment that was probably delivered about as poorly as one could deliver a moment. We'll hear it when we get to the highlights, but my goodness. Maybe just take a second and come up with the proper phrasing that you want to use. I don't know if you could dress rehearsal while you're communicating with the VAR people and be like, how do you want me to tell this to the crowd? Definitely not like that, man. Like, definitely not like that. So we'll have some fun and listen back to that in a little bit. We hope to hear from some members of Atlanta United in a little bit. I know Jason Longshore had went his way down underneath the stadium to start getting some post-game audio for us here on the full-time report. And the next order of business is to hand out our man of the match. And look, a lot of people, maybe you take a look at Daniel Rios and say, hey, you know, he got the goal. It was game tire on the road. I think that would qualify you. And maybe for other people, it would have. I kind of circled out someone else, though, and it is first man of the match this season, and that is Derek Williams on the back line. I just thought he had multiple goal-scoring opportunities that he denied, a lot of them that were not caused by him necessarily. And so, look, you could have given it to Jay Fortune. I think he had a very strong game coming in, being asked to replace Thiago Almada. He obviously rattled the crossbar or the post with one of his strikes. I thought he was dangerous throughout. Obviously, Daniel Rios does eventually get the tally mark, even though the original PK was saved. But I'm going to give it to Derek Williams. That is his first Atlanta United Man of the Match award. He joins Caleb Wiley, Efren Morales, Bartosz Schlich, Theon Gregersen, and Luke Brennan with guys who have won the award one time this year. Brad Guzan, Brooks Lannan, Shonda Silva, and Thiago Almada, along with Yorgos Yakimakis. Should I take him off the list, Dom? Do we just take Gigi off the list? I'll leave the two that he won here. It's fine. They have two. And then Sabo Lobjanice, probably not given man of the match by Georgia fans today at Euros, if you saw what happened to him. But he actually leads Atlanta United with three man of the matches so far this year. So that's where we have our man of the match standings. Again, we're hoping to hear from Rob Valentino, maybe a couple players as well. This was a game in which I think, at least for me, you're probably, I wouldn't say happy, because I do think chances were there, but you're certainly satisfied with 1 point on the road. Look, I really thought if you win here, and then you've got the next two games coming up, which is Toronto FC at home and at New England Revolution, you really have a chance to get on a roll. I still think you have a chance to get on a roll. You got to remember, you did not have Thiago Almada in this game. I do think that makes a significant difference. And as much as I just complimented Jay Fortune, who it just, I can't stop it. I want to keep calling him Jay Ajayi, and I know that's wrong. It's going to happen 1 point tonight on accident. Just let that know. Former running back, it's going to pop out on accident. But look, we talked about it in the pregame, and I appreciate Jarrett Smith, who was there with me. This is not Jay Fortune having to be Thiago Almada. It is Jay Fortune needing to be Jay Fortune, and I think that's what he was tonight. It's not up to him as an individual to replace the unique abilities of Almada, and I thought the team played pretty well. I thought there were some shaky moments, but I also thought there were some very positive moments as well, and it all ends up with a 1-1 draw. And We've said this before. Now, this was obviously before you had a lengthy home losing streak. But I think you'll take results on the road. And considering that you were missing, what was it, seven players right now with Thiago Almada as well? I mean, you've obviously got Giakoumakis out, Luis Abram. You've got Sabaloob Janice, Bartosz Szlich. You had Almada. You had a number of guys that are coming back from injury that either were not able to play today and didn't necessarily make the cut in terms of the substitutions or had to wait until the second half of the game. We did not see Tyler Wolf. We did see Steon Gregersen. So this is a team that is missing a number of players. And to still go out there with the homegrowns that you asked to perform today, like Noah Cobb and or Jay Fortune, Efren Morales, Caleb Wiley still doing his thing. Very impressive to go on the road, even against a struggling St. Louis team, and get the result that you did. And look, I'm not going to lie. I'd feel different. This is a game where you trailed 1-0. I'm okay with it. If you had gone up 1-0, it would have felt like another body shot. It would have felt like a blow. But the fact that you had to battle back with what I would say is a lack of goal scorers right now, and I think that's a fair conversation to have. We're going to have it throughout the show. But to battle back from down 1-0, I mean, you give up that goal, and I'm like, oh, boy, I don't know if this team has anyone that can find one. And somehow you did. Like I said, you scratched and clawed your way, and you did find a goal. And so you end up with a point on the road. And again, it could be better, but it could be worse. And ultimately, it is 5 points in three matches under Rob Valentino, and I think that's something that we will take. All right, when we come back here on the Full Time Report, we're going to hear from some of the highlights, lowlights, and, boy, just a crazy announcement, in-stadium announcement, both from a volume level and from a choice of words level. So we'll have some fun with that on the other side. It's Abe Gordon right here on the Full Time Report. A 1-1 draw, Atlanta United heading home from City Park right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. It is the Full Time Report. We will have highlights of what happened, a 1-1 draw, Atlanta United and St. Louis City in just a moment. But first, speaking still at City Park, is manager of Atlanta United, Rob Valentino.
you know, the game. I've talked to him, you know, had multiple conversations as the weeks have kind of gone on, and he knows that there's opportunity. And I think he pushes really hard in a way, in a respectful way, but he also knows that like he can step in and do a job. So I think it, again, creates really good competition. Not everyone's going to play every game, and there will be people unhappy all the time, and that's the nature of it. But how we handle ourselves and when the moment comes, can you really step up? And Jay shows that.
And just why two strikers tonight, and how do you think that that was executed?
Yeah, we adapted a little bit within it. When we talked to them before the game about having to be able to be adaptable with that, we started with a front three, I would call it. And then from there, we started to see some different movements and different ways we would have to defend would be sometimes two, sometimes one underneath. And then in the game, I felt like we were getting cut open too much in the middle, and it was not working. And so that's why we tried to get a third midfielder on and then go with the two up top. So, and also to hit him in transition, because we knew it was going to be a transitional game and we couldn't avoid that we wanted to try to counter that and hurt them in transition. And we did at times. You know, Shonda picked up the ball at that very end for the pass into Daniel Rios. So there's an opportunity. So yeah, we adapted from the front three to the two. It was more about the midfield and the work that they put in. So, and I mean, that's a big credit to them, all of them.
It was always the plan coming in to get Steon 45.
As many minutes as we can. Like, obviously we look at each game as it is, and I think that's the part of the coaching part of it that we all as a staff are looking at what's in front of us. And I think it was we were evaluating, was he ready to start a game? You know, what are the rest of the guys' legs look like? How fresh are they going to be? Because for me, that was a big part of it. How fresh can we be going into the game? And then, you know, making sure that Steon's on the pitch and he stays on the field. We want guys to stay healthy. So it was never like the plan, like, hey, let's just get him 45. It was more about what the game gives. And yeah, it's good to see him get back out there, and hopefully we keep him out on the healthy and on the field.
How important has it been getting Derek back in terms of his leadership on that back line?
Yeah, Derek's a great leader. He's not always the loudest, but he leads by example. And in little ways, you can see him communicate with the two young ones and either side of him. I think, you know, guys that have experience and then they can draw on that experience is always important in a team. And then having that balance, like, he's got youthful people next to him and he can pass on information. So from his experience. So yeah, he's been tremendous. We've just got to keep everybody ticking over and keep that competition, because, you know, there will be people that are ready to step up, and, you know, he's got to compete just like the rest of them.
St. Louis has always been a team that when they get one, a lot of times a second or a third comes quickly. How would you assess how your guys handled that situation and their composure?
Yeah, it was the sick part of me kind of likes it. You hear the crowd kind of cheering against you, and it's just like, some gives me this little smile of like, all right, come on, here we go. Wasn't happy they scored. Don't get me wrong on saying that, but like, I want to see what the reaction is going to be. Like, let's see what kind of team we got. And I talk to them a lot about when we're on the road, just block out the noise. Like, the only noise that matters is the noise inside our own head, inside our four walls. And, you know, when that happened, I try to keep telling them, like, close your ears. That doesn't matter whether they heard me or not. But that relentlessness is going to serve them a lot in the long run. So I was proud of them that they could fight back. And I would like that we not fight back. I'd like to be on the other side of it. But, you know, that's important.
You've had three games now in 8 days. Now you get a little bit of a more traditional week. I'm curious, what kind of self-analysis are you going to do about yourself and what you're trying to do this first week that you might either keep doing or you might change going into this next match?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I mean, we're always, after whatever it's after a game or after training, we're always reflecting on things, the ways we can get better as a team. And the big part of it is like how I always go back to like the person and how we're getting better as people, or how we're, you know, catering to the individuals. And that's always at the forefront of my mind, is like, how are we checking in on the guys? Like, where are they at mentally? Yes, where are they at physically? Those things. And then from there, like, from my own standpoint as a coach and the coaching staff, is that, you know, are we evaluating whether it's team selection or what we're doing in training and being really intentional? Like, I want to make sure that we continue on that. And I think we will. Like, you know, Robbo's been great to have on the bench. He's a calming influence. And, you know, I think he's bringing exactly what I thought, and they all are. And I just single him out because of his experience and moments like this. And I think that we'll reflect on substitutions, we'll reflect on team selections. Like, we'll continue to reflect on that. But the biggest thing going into the next week will be about how intentional we can be with the training hours that we do have, and making sure we keep, you know, pushing on, because now they've shown us something that we maybe didn't see before. And now they have to keep that standard.
You know, a couple of interesting things that I took away from what Rob Valentino had to say, and unfortunately we missed the very start of the discussion there with Coach Valentino because of our commercial break, quite frankly. I timed it poorly. That's going to happen. But I was surprised, to be honest. I was surprised to see Steon Gregerson in at halftime. It's just not often that you see guys pop in for 45 minutes when they haven't been given 15 or 20 on the back end of a game first. But it was nice to see, and then that's also shade you some optimism for the next game, because for once, and the schedule compression, match compression is going to become real again very quickly. But for once, you do not have a midweek game this coming week. You'll have the full week, so you could see Steon Gregerson in there, certainly from the start, potentially for more than 60 or 75. We'll see what level of fitness they can get him up to, but nice to see him. And then certainly there are a little bit of concerns in regards to Daniel Rios, reports of him having some hamstring issues that are those are unconfirmed, unsubstantiated by the team, but appears that was what he was struggling with, had to be subbed out right at the very end. And we're going to talk about some of these substitutions in a little bit, because there's some question, and we have a comment on social media. And again, if you want to get a comment or question in, feel free to do so now at Abe Gordon on Twitter. /X. But before we get to break, got to get to some highlights, and we're going to play two here and then save for comedic relief one on the other side. But these highlights are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Jordans to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. And it was pretty quiet in the first half, and I know we're going to have some sound from the first half on the other side, but in terms of the ball being in the back of the net and it actually counting, that didn't take place in the first half. In fact, it did not take place until the 50th minute when St. Louis City took the lead.
Diving for it, Williams. A header by Lennon to clear, but not fully out as it rolls now to Leuven. Leuven spins and gives it to Reed on the left wing. Cross to the back post. Cobb is there. It's headed across the face of goal. Run on shot. Score! Vasilev! No controversy in that one. 1-0 to the home team.
And if you missed what Mike Conte is referring to in regards to controversy, please stick around. We will be addressing that in both the serious and the comedic fashion. That 1-0 lead held for about 20 minutes, and then there, I never even got final word if it was a foul or a handball that was given, but either way, it was a penalty given, and Daniel Rios stepped up to take it. With Giakoumakis gone and Thiago Almada out, I wasn't even sure who was going to take it. It was Daniel Rios, and that led to this.
First penalty Berkey has faced this year. Rios to take it. Action at the goal to our left. 71st minute for the equalizer. Rios up to it. Strikes it. Save. Rebound. Score! Berkey spilled the rebound right to Rios, who slam dunks it.
I'm not going to lie. Quite an evil switcheroo for Mike Conte, because there could have been like a little more excitement of the ball still floating around on that field. Conte pulled the rug out from under me and double dunked us with the goal call, though. So it is 1-1, and that was your final score. 10 minutes of stoppage time in the first half, and just about 10 minutes of stoppage time in the second half as well. But the final score is 1-1. It is another road point for Atlanta United. They are now trending upwards a little bit. Maybe they didn't move too much in the standings, but certainly there is some momentum building now with 5 points in 3 matches for Rob Valentino. All right, when we come back, we'll break down what was one of the weirder referee decisions that I've ever seen, and also get some thoughts from you guys out there on Twitter, at Abe Gordon, if you have a question or comment. We are coming right back. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon here live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with more Full-Time Report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in 92.9 The Game. It is Abe Gordon here on the Full-Time Report. I am live tonight from the Kia Studios talking about a 1-1 draw. Atlanta United brings home 1 point. They've been away for a little while because after they traveled midweek to Washington, D.C., took 3 points from D.C. United in a well-played game, an outrageous goal from Thiago Almada in that one. They stayed on the road and traveled a little bit west, the gateway of the west. Gateway to the west, I guess. The St. Louis City. And played them to a 1-1 draw tonight. It was a 70th-minute Daniel Rios goal. The PK was initially saved, but the putback was not, and that's what led to Atlanta United pulling even after conceding about 20 minutes earlier near the start of the second half. But there was a moment in the first half that was, let's just call it, interesting. And I was watching it live with Jarrett Smith from Soccer Down Here, who had joined me for the Five Stripes Countdown, the Atlanta United pregame show. And we're watching it live, and I see what happens to start the buildup, and I say, man, that looked like a foul against on Mo Yumba committed by St. Louis City. But they play on. It plays itself around a little bit, and then there's some confusion about a penalty shout. There's confusion about what is or is not offsides based on what is or is not impeding the goalie. And ultimately, in the moment, it was ruled offsides, and it was ruled a non-goal. They go to a lengthy VAR, upwards of 5 or 6 minutes, and they finally get a handle on what they're going to decide. And for better or for worse, depending on which fan base you are, here's how it was presented by the lead official.
After review, there was no offside offense. Prior to the goal, there was a foul committed by St. Louis. The final decision is direct free kick.
Wow.
That's wow. All the way around, just ridiculous.
Wow.
All the way around.
Ultimately, it eventually ends with what the call on the field would have been. Atlanta United with the ball. Now, the free kick was higher up the field based on where the foul to Mo Yumba was committed, but it was just one of those things where you're like, I can't believe that this guy has reached nearly the peak of his career, right? And that's the best way he could present it to. On the road, by the way, to make the fans in City Park believe that St. Louis had scored, because he initially started with, again, there was no offsides. And that's what people thought was going to be overturned, was offsides. And I had told Jarrett, I think there's a foul, man. But to start with that, pause, let the crowd explode, pop the mic back on, and say, however, there was a foul like 30 seconds before that. And we're going to bring the whole thing back, man. We're starting over. I just can't believe that's the best description he would give. But it does, look, at the end of the day, it does go in Atlanta United's favor. We'll start here. I do believe it was the right call. I immediately told Jarrett, it looks like a foul on against Mo Yumba. Now, in the moment, play went on, and you don't know that that's going to be the start of a goal-scoring opportunity that eventually leads to what it did. I also had concerns. I know Jarrett and even Jason kind of felt that they were going to call it offsides because it impacted Brad Guzan. I did not think they were going to call him that. I know it took a deflection. I didn't think Guz played the man at all. I don't think him being offsides impacted how Guz plays that moment. And it's tough to decide what they feel is impacting Brad Guzan back there. Ultimately, if there wasn't the foul on Mo Yumba, it would have stood. It would not have been impeding. And I have said for a long time, I think it's very difficult. I don't think they call enough impeding. I think way too many guys are offsides, and in my opinion, impact the play. And this is not even just in front of goal. I'm talking about other situations where maybe they don't chase the ball, but the defense gives up because that guy's clearly offsides and someone else chases it down and the offense still has. I think there's a lot of situations where players in offsides positions impact the play. I don't know if this was one of them, though. I don't think Goose plays it any differently based on where his momentum has taken him, how he's moving on the shot and the deflection. It's tough, but I'm glad it worked out in Atlanta United's favor. They do head to halftime scoreless, and then we know what happened earlier from what we heard. A 50th minute goal for St. Louis, a 70th minute goal there. I don't think 45th, 49th, excuse me, something like that. For Atlanta United on the Rios, 50th minute, 49, 50. I can count. I promise I can. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $8,000. All right, we've got a lot more to get to. We hope to get some more audio there from City Park if possible. We hoping to hear from Brooks Lennon in just a little bit. I know Jason Longshore is saying he caught up with him. What we're going to do is take a break right now. We're also going to take a look around the MLS when we come back. Also, what's going on in Copa America and the Euros as well. A lot of soccer being played right now and a lot more to get to here on the Full-Time Report. It's Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Full-time! This is the Full-Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon in the Kia Studios here. Saturday evening, just barely, almost Sunday, baby, out here. But we are still rocking and rolling on the Full-Time Report. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United against St. Louis City. Another road point for Rob Valentino. Again, it's now 5 points in his first three matches, with winnable games coming in the next 2 weeks, both at home. You got Toronto FC next weekend, and then at New England there just before July 4th. So we've got a couple of chances to really stack up some more points, and you will have Thiago Almada back for that one. Obviously, that was a tough draw today to not have him due to the yellow card suspension. You did what you had to do, though, and you found a way to get the ball to the back of the net one time, and that was enough to secure 1 point. Not the full three, but we'll take one on the road at this point in the season. All right, couple things here. Last opportunity to get your comments and questions in. If you're going to do them, get them in now at Abe Gordon. I got a couple that I'm going to read after we hear from Brooks Lennon in just a moment. But if you want to ask a question about what you saw on the field today, what's been going on with Atlanta United, or even if you just want to share some of your own thoughts, feel free to do so again on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. At Abe Gordon is the handle for you. All right, Jason Longshore, just a couple of moments ago, caught up with Atlanta United's Brooks Lennon. Let's hear what the two had to say.
Here with Brooks Lennon after Atlanta's draw with St. Louis. Brooks, 4 points on the trip, kind of a new vibe to the group on these road games. How would you feel like this trip went?
Yeah, I think overall it's, we can walk away with two positive results. We're a little frustrated tonight not to get all 3 points. I think we had the game for us in the end. To go on the road and pick up 4 points, with kind of a team that's got a lot of injuries right now and a lot of moving parts is positive. So it's good to see.
At times, three homegrowns on the back line alongside you and Derek. How do you think they've handled the moments?
Yeah, they've been great. Noah has really grown into himself this year and has really matured, which is great to see. And same as Efrain, he's got opportunities this year, which I don't think he would have necessarily gotten if we didn't have a bunch of moving parts and injuries in the back line. But he's stepped in and done a fabulous job. And the main thing I love about Efrain is he's so open to learning, and he's like a sponge, and he wants to get better and better.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With more full-time report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in 92.9 The Game. It is Abe Gordon here on the full-time report. I am live tonight from the Kia Studios talking about a 1-1 draw. Atlanta United brings home 1 point. They've been away for a little while because after they traveled midweek to Washington, D.C., took 3 points from D.C. United in a well-played game, an outrageous goal from Thiago Almada in that one. They stayed on the road and traveled a little bit west, the gateway of the west. Gateway to the west, I guess. The St. Louis City. And played them to a 1-1 draw tonight. It was a 70th-minute Daniel Rios goal. The PK was initially saved, but the putback was not, and that's what led to Atlanta United pulling even after conceding about 20 minutes earlier near the start of the second half. But there was a moment in the first half that was, let's just call it, interesting. And I was watching it live with Jarrett Smith from Soccer Down Here, who had joined me for the Five Stripes Countdown, the Atlanta United pregame show. And we're watching it live, and I see what happens to start the buildup, and I say, man, that looked like a foul against on Moyumba committed by St. Louis City. But they play on. It plays itself around a little bit, and then there's some confusion about a penalty shout. There's confusion about what is or is not offsides based on what is or is not impeding the goalie. And ultimately, in the moment, it was ruled offsides, and it was ruled a non-goal. They go to a lengthy VAR, upwards of 5 or 6 minutes, and they finally get a handle on what they're going to decide. And for better or for worse, depending on which fan base you are, here's how it was presented by the lead official.
After review, there was no offside offense. Prior to the goal, there was a foul committed by St. Louis. The final decision is direct free kick.
Wow.
All the way around, just ridiculous.
Wow.
All the way around.
ultimately, it eventually ends with what the call on the field would have been. Atlanta United with the ball. Now, the free kick was higher up the field based on where the foul to Moyamba was committed, but it was just one of those things where you're like, I can't believe that this guy has reached nearly the peak of his career, right? And that's the best way he could present it to. On the road, by the way, to make the fans in City Park believe that St. Louis had scored, because he initially started with, again, there was no offsides. And that's what people thought was going to be overturned, was offsides. And I had told Jarrett, I think there's a foul, man. But to start with that, pause, let the crowd explode, pop the mic back on, and say, however, there was a foul like 30 seconds before that. And we're going to bring the whole thing back, man. We're starting over. I just can't believe that's the best description he would give. But it does, look, at the end of the day, it does go in Atlanta United's favor. We'll start here. I do believe it was the right call. I immediately told Jarrett, it looks like a foul against Moyamba. Now, in the moment, play went on, and you don't know that that's going to be the start of a goal-scoring opportunity that eventually leads to what it did. I also had concerns. I know Jarrett and even Jason kind of felt that they were going to call it offsides because it impacted Brad Guzan. I did not think they were going to call him that. I know it took a deflection. I didn't think Guz played the man at all. I don't think him being offsides impacted how Guz plays that moment. And it's tough to decide what they feel is impacting Brad Guzan back there. Ultimately, if there wasn't the foul on Moyamba, it would have stood. It would not have been impeding. And I have said for a long time, I think it's very difficult. I don't think they call enough impeding. I think way too many guys are offsides. And in my opinion, impact the play. And this is not even just in front of goal. I'm talking about other situations where maybe they don't chase the ball, but the defense gives up because that guy's clearly offsides and someone else chases it down and the offense still has. I think there's a lot of situations where players in offsides positions impact the play. I don't know if this was one of them, though. I don't think Guz plays it any differently based on where his momentum is taking him, how he's moving on the shot and the deflection. It's tough, but I'm glad it worked out in Atlanta United's favor. They do head to halftime scoreless, and then we know what happened earlier from what we heard, a 50th minute goal for St. Louis, a 70th minute goal there. I don't think 49th, something like that. For Atlanta United on the Rios, 50th minute, 49, 50. I can count. I promise I can. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $8,000. All right, we've got a lot more to get to. We hope to get some more audio there from City Park, if possible. We're hoping to hear from Brooks Lennon in just a little bit. I know Jason Longshore is saying he caught up with him. What we're going to do is take a break right now. We're also going to take a look around the MLS when we come back. Also, what's going on in Copa America and the Euros as well. A lot of soccer being played right now and a lot more to get to here on the Full Time Report. It's Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Full time! This is the Full Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, Full Time Report. Abe Gordon in the Kia Studios here. Saturday evening, just barely, almost Sunday, baby, out here. But we are still rocking and rolling on the Full Time Report. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United against St. Louis City. Another road point for Rob Valentino. Again, it's now 5 points in his first three matches, with winnable games coming in the next 2 weeks, both at home. You got Toronto FC next weekend, and then at New England there just before July 4th. So we've got a couple of chances to really stack up some more points and
you will have Thiago Almada back for that one. Obviously, that was a tough draw today to not have him due to the yellow card suspension. You did what you had to do, though, and you found a way to get the ball to the back of the net one time, and that was enough to secure 1 point. Not the full three, but we'll take one on the road at this point in the season. All right, couple things here. Last opportunity to get your comments and questions in. If you're going to do them, get them in now at Abe Gordon. I got a couple that I'm going to read after we hear from Brooks Lennon in just a moment. But if you want to ask a question about what you saw on the field today, what's been going on with Atlanta United, or even if you just want to share some of your own thoughts, feel free to do so again on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. At Abe Gordon is the handle for you. All right, Jason Longshore just a couple of moments ago caught up with Atlanta United's Brooks Lennon. Let's hear what the two had to say.
Here with Brooks Lennon after Atlanta's draw with St. Louis. Brooks, 4 points on the trip, kind of a new vibe to the group on these road games. How would you feel like this trip went?
Yeah, I think overall it's, we can walk away with two positive results. We're a little frustrated tonight not to get all 3 points. I think we had the game for us in the end. To go on the road and pick up 4 points, with kind of a team that's got a lot of injuries right now and a lot of moving parts is positive. So it's good to see.
At times, three homegrowns on the back line alongside you and Derek. How do you think they've handled the moments?
Yeah, they've been great. Noah has really grown into himself this year and has really matured, which is great to see. And same as Efrain, he's got opportunities this year, which I don't think he would have necessarily gotten if we didn't have a bunch of moving parts and injuries in the back line. But he's stepped in and done a fabulous job. And the main thing I love about Efrain is he's so open to learning, and he's like a sponge, and he wants to get better and better every day. And I think he's stepped in and been very good for us, so it's great to see.
How important is it in your mind that you guys conceded first tonight and came back to get something out of the game?
Yeah, it's important. Obviously, when you go on the road in hostile environments, sometimes you're going to concede, and it's the way that you rally back as a group. And not only did we have a penalty kick, we had multiple chances in the second half to finish off the game. So we can take positives away from this game. Yes, we got a point, but I think there was more for us tonight. And now we just have to carry this momentum and this same mentality into Toronto.
Yeah, getting ready for Toronto next weekend back at home. What's the biggest thing that you feel like this team can achieve this week to get ready for that?
Yeah, first of all, rest. I think a lot of us need some days off and to rest our bodies. We've really put a lot of hard work in the last week, a lot of travel. We stayed on the road this week instead of going back to Atlanta after the DC game. So I think it's time for a little bit of rest and recovery, R&R, which is good for the physical part and also the mental part. And then we'll regroup and on Tuesday and get ready for Toronto in the best way possible. We've already played them this year and we dropped points away from home. So it's an opportunity for us to gain those points back.
Thanks, Brooks. See you next weekend at the Benz.
Appreciate it.
And this is an opportunity for this team to get hot right now. We mentioned it. You're at home against a Toronto FC team that got obliterated tonight. And a New England Revolution, who, despite the performance today in which they were victorious, they are still one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference. All right, we do have some more audio coming your way right now. Jay Fortune at the podium.
Time that you and Dax and Tristan and Bartek have in pushing one another to make the group better.
Yeah, I think we're all competitors. We all like to compete, and it's a very talented group. Everybody brings a different aspect to it. You have Bartek away at the Euros, so that speaks for himself. Dax has been in the league for a long time, and Tristan is Tristan. I'll just leave it there. So, we enjoy it. The group, the four of us, are always in good spirits, always laughing and joking with each other. And I think because of that, it makes it a little bit easier to want to compete. And when we compete against each other in training, we're always pushing to make each other better. And that's all that we can ask for.
4 points out of six on this trip, and this one you had to come back to get it after conceding first. How important was it to get out of here with something?
That was very important. I think, you know, the message from Brad as we walked in the locker room was, if we can't win, we don't lose. And, you know, on the road was always difficult for us in the past. And I think to win our last two on the road before this game and to walk away with at least a draw after being behind shows the character that the team developed. So
Excellent. Thank you, guys. We got to run.
All right, that is Jay Fortune, not Jay Ajayi, Jay Fortune there with Atlanta United. He did admirably filling in for Thiago Almada. We're going to talk about him on the other side because I do see some questions and comments about his performance. And so we will read and go through those. I'll share some thoughts from what you guys are positing towards me. And we'll also take a look what's going on around the rest of the MLS. We'll get things set up for our next broadcast as well. We got a lot still to get to, but only one segment to do it. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to the full-time report.
Full-time, full-time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Abe Gordon here with the full-time report. And it is time to address your comments, questions, and possibly some desires as you sent them in to me on my Twitter handle, at Abe Gordon, or X, whatever you're calling it now. David wrote in and said, Fortune was dealing tonight, man of the match performance. They moved the ball fast in half, number one. Kept St. Louis on their heels enough. Cobb was also much better on the ball tonight. Not perfect, but solid. Showing on short rest road, missing lots of folks. That was from David. And then Michael also doubled down on Noah Cobb. Said, how about Noah Cobb's tough guy performance? And that's the one thing you're going to learn about these homegrown guys. They're not backing down. I think we've seen Efren Morales. I think we've seen that mindset from certainly from Caleb Wiley, from Noah Cobb, but also in the limited time we've seen him. We've taken a look at that from Luke Brennan as well. If I look at what the mind, what maybe the stamping mark is of academy players right now in Atlanta United, it is the fact that they do not back down, that they do feel that they belong on this stage. They are not intimidated, and I think that is... Yes, it's about the individual. There's no denying that. But I also think it's about what the academy has built these players and prepared these players for. GTUTD said, really thought the game called for Brennan and Firmino at the 75th minute for Rios and Silva. It's a midweek game, 95 degrees, tired legs for St. Louis in the back. They did play lots of stoppage time, but you'll take the road point. Yeah, I would like to have seen Brennan a little bit earlier myself. I just do think he is a guy that can create, and without Almada right now, there are some limitations in kind of one-man wrecking crews, if you will. And so I would have liked to have seen Brennan a little bit earlier myself, but I'm sure that Rob Valentino has a chart and knows what everyone can give and what they have given. And so he played it the way that they needed to. Abby just wrote in and said, frustrating at numerous times. Was a point where we lost the ball and five players just stood there, hardly did any movement to get back. Would have liked to have seen Firmino come in earlier, so another one who's thinking about some of the substitutions, as well as Brennan. Abby says she loved Dax in the midfield, and he directs players so well. Yeah, I again, there was opportunity there potentially to trot guys out earlier, but again, you had already used one window with or one sub, pardon me, with Steon Gregerson right there at halftime. So maybe that played a role into it. And then obviously with Rios pulling the hamstring late, that cost you one on the backside of things. Quick glance around the MLS today. A big shocker in Cincinnati, where, like we've talked about, because we're playing them in 2 weeks, Atlanta United is, the New England Revolution go on the road and beat FC Cincinnati, number two in the Eastern Conference, 2-1. Really big surprise there, to the point that I believe Cincinnati was getting booed at home at one point as the Revolution took a 2-0 lead. Columbus handles Kansas City, Sporting KC 4-0. Also scoring 4 goals was the Houston Dynamo. They take out DC United. Next week, Atlanta United is going to be hosting Toronto FC. They're going to be coming off a 3-0 shellacking at the hands of the New York Red Bulls. Orlando City got 4 goals on the board as well against Chicago's 2. Charlotte goes on the road and takes out Philly 2-0. Austin FC gets a 1-0 road win over Minnesota. Nashville at home 1-0 against NYCFC. Colorado 4-1 against CF Montreal. The LA Galaxy, and I want to take a look at when this goal was scored because it had to be late. In the 74th minute, LA Galaxy gets a win on the road at Real Salt Lake. Very interesting. We talked about that in the pregame, myself and Jarrett Smith. That was a game that was number 3 in the Western Conference versus number 1 in the Western Conference. And in this moment, number 3 comes out on top. Jarrett Smith also gave us fair warning of the nonsense that is LAFC and the San Jose Earthquakes. That game is 56 minutes in, and it is 5-1. It was 5-1 heading into halftime. Mateus Bogusch has a brace in the first half. Goals are all over this. There's a goal scored in the 42nd minute. I guess it wasn't. This goal was in the second half. Sorry. There was a goal in the 42nd minute. There was a goal in first half stoppage time. There was another goal in the 48th minute. So right before, during, and right after halftime, all sorts of goals. And there's still 30-plus minutes to go in that one. We'll see what sort of other wonkiness we could get there. Portland at home has I swear I'm not kidding you, another goal was just scored in this game. I'm not kidding. I'm waiting to see if it's LAFC or San Jose, but it was San Jose. So it's now 5-2. So I don't know, man, buckle up. Maybe there's like a rock and jock thing where they can bring in like a 3-point ball in the final 2 minutes of this game or something and find their way back into it. But Jarrett Smith was all on it. Some nuttiness going down there. Portland, like I said, 2-0 at home in Seattle and Dallas. They're just at early stages of the second half. That one is scoreless as well. One last thing before I send us all one home for the night, but also apparently into Sunday morning. The U.S. men's national team starts their run at Copa America tomorrow. The game is being played at AT&T Stadium, Jerry World in Dallas. If you can't make it to the game, which I imagine if you're listening to me now, you're probably not, unless, of course, you are on the Odyssey app. I do invite you and hope you will come join me tomorrow at a watch party. I'm going to be at Manny's in Grant Park. Manny's Grant Park from 4 p.m. until whenever that game ends. There's some really cool drink specials, and there's also an opportunity, if you take part in some of those drink specials, to win some tickets to the USA men's national team in their game against Panama. So come on, hang out with me starting at 4 o'clock at Manny's Grant Park. And look, if you have a beer or two, you might be able to win some tickets to USA and Panama. So we've got that watch party going on tomorrow. That's not the only watch party I'm going to be taking part in, as well as the U.S. men's national team hopefully works their way through into and out of the group stage at Copa America. Speaking of earlier tonight at Copa America, Mexico got a 1-0 victory over Jamaica. Yesterday, Peru and Chile played to a scoreless tie. And earlier today in action, Venezuela came from behind 1 goal. Ecuador went down to 10 men. And so in the second half, it eventually added up. Venezuela got 2 to take out Ecuador in their opening match. Tomorrow at Euros, you got Switzerland, Germany, and Scotland, Hungary, your final group stage match in that group. But there's a couple of more still to come. So plenty of international soccer coming your way. Again, join me tomorrow, Manny's Grant Park, for the U.S. men's national team watch party right there. Your opportunity to win tickets to USA and Panama. We are going to be back a week from now on June 29th. Again, going to be live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United hosting Toronto FC. Trying to stay, dare I say, hot under Rob Valentino. They have had positive results depending on what you feel is positive, but they have gotten at least a point from every match so far in this second era of Rob Valentino. So very well done tonight. Again, without Thiago Almada, and I don't think we want to look past that. It's not just a regular game on the road. We know who else we're missing with a number of guys at Euro, a couple guys there at Copa America, a couple of injuries, all that stuff. But without Thiago Almada, who will be back in a week's time. So very excited about the potential there for Atlanta United to stay hot and maybe going to win at home, which has been a while for them to do that as well. That's going to do it here on the full-time report. Again, Atlanta United on the road. They draw a point, and they it is a 1-1 draw. Daniel Rios, not from the penalty spot, but right after a penalty that he took, gets a rebound and put back after a save. And dunks it home, as you might say. So that was the goal scored for Atlanta United. They come back home, pick it up a point, and they have picked up now 5 points in 3 matches under Rob Valentino. That's going to do it here on the full-time report. I am Abe Gordon. Safe travels for the team. Safe travels back for Mike Connie and Jason Longshore as well. I want to thank Dom Chirosky, our engineer tonight here in studio. That's going to do it on the full-time report. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. We will be back, Five Stripes Countdown, in a week's time against Toronto FC right here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Full Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, Full Time Report. Abe Gordon in the Kia Studios here. Saturday evening, just barely, almost Sunday, baby, out here. But we are still rocking and rolling on the Full Time Report. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United against St. Louis City, another road point for Rob Valentino. Again, it's now 5 points in his first 3 matches, with winnable games coming in the next 2 weeks, both at home. You got Toronto FC next weekend, and then at New England there just before July 4th. So we've got a couple of chances to really stack up some more points, and you will have Thiago Almada back for that one. Obviously, that was a tough draw today to not have him due to the yellow card suspension. You did what you had to do, though, and you found a way to get the ball to the back of the net one time, and that was enough to secure 1 point. Not the full three, but we'll take one on the road at this point in the season. All right, couple things here. Last opportunity to get your comments and questions in. If you're going to do them, get them in now at Abe Gordon. I got a couple that I'm going to read after we hear from Brooks Lennon in just a moment. But if you want to ask a question about what you saw on the field today, what's been going on with Atlanta United, or even if you just want to share some of your own thoughts, feel free to do so again on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. At Abe Gordon is the handle for you. All right, Jason Longshore, just a couple of moments ago, caught up with Atlanta United's Brooks Lennon. Let's hear what the two had to say.
Here with Brooks Lennon after Atlanta's draw with St. Louis. Brooks, 4 points on the trip, kind of a new vibe to the group on these road games. How would you feel like this trip went?
Yeah, I think overall it's, we can walk away with two positive results. We're a little frustrated tonight not to get all 3 points. I think we had the game for us in the end. To go on the road and pick up 4 points, with kind of a team that's got a lot of injuries right now and a lot of moving parts is positive. So it's good to see.
At times, three homegrowns on the back line alongside you and Derek. How do you think they've handled the moments?
Yeah, they've been great. Noah has really grown into himself this year and has really matured, which is great to see. And same as Efrain, he's got opportunities this year, which I don't think he would have necessarily gotten if we didn't have a bunch of moving parts and injuries in the back line, but he's stepped in and done a fabulous job. And the main thing I love about Efrain is he's so open to learning, and he's like a sponge, and he wants to get better and better every day. And I think he's stepped in and been very good for us, so it's great to see.
How important is it in your mind that you guys conceded first tonight and came back to get something out of the game?
Yeah, it's important. Obviously, when you go on the road in hostile environments, sometimes you're going to concede, and it's the way that you rally back as a group. And not only did we have a penalty kick, we had multiple chances in the second half to finish off the game. So we can take positives away from this game. Yes, we got a point, but I think there was more for us tonight. And now we just have to carry this momentum and this same mentality into Toronto.
Yeah, getting ready for Toronto next weekend back at home. What's the biggest thing that you feel like this team can achieve this week to get ready for that?
Yeah, well, first of all, rest. I think a lot of us need some days off and to rest our bodies. We've really put a lot of hard work in the last week, a lot of travel. We stayed on the road this week instead of going back to Atlanta after the DC game. So I think it's time for a little bit of rest and recovery, R&R, which is good for the physical part and also the mental part. And then we'll regroup and on Tuesday and get ready for Toronto in the best way possible. We've already played them this year and we dropped points away from home. So it's an opportunity for us to gain those points back.
Thanks, Brooks. See you next weekend at the Benz.
Appreciate it.
And this is an opportunity for this team to get hot right now. We mentioned it. You're at home against a Toronto FC team that got obliterated tonight. And a New England Revolution, who, despite the performance today in which they were victorious, they are still one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference. All right, we do have some more audio coming your way right now. Jay Fortune at the podium.
Time that you and Dax and Tristan and Bartek have in pushing one another to make the group better.
Yeah, I think we're all competitors. We all like to compete, and it's a very talented group. Everybody brings a different aspect to it. You have Bartek away at the Euros, so that speaks for himself. Dax has been in the league for a long time, and Tristan is Tristan. I'll just leave it there. So, we enjoy it. The group, the four of us, are always in good spirits, always laughing and joking with each other, and I think because of that, it makes it a little bit easier to want to compete. And when we compete against each other in training, we're always pushing to make each other better. And that's all that we can ask for.
4 points out of six on this trip. And this one, you had to come back to get it after conceding first. How important was it to get out of here with something?
That was very important. I think, you know, the message from Brad as we walked in the locker room was, if we can't win, we don't lose. And, you know, on the road was always difficult for us in the past. And I think to win our last two on the road before this game and to walk away with at least a draw after being behind shows the character that the team developed in. So,
excellent. Thank you, guys. We got to run.
All right, that is Jay Fortune, not Jay Ajayi, Jay Fortune there with Atlanta United. He did admirably filling in for Thiago Almada. We're going to talk about him on the other side because I do see some questions and comments about his performance. And so we will read and go through those. I'll share some thoughts from what you guys are positing towards me. And we'll also take a look what's going on around the rest of the MLS. We'll get things set up for our next broadcast as well. We got a lot still to get to, but only one segment to do it. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to the full-time report.
Full-time. Full-time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Abe Gordon here with the full-time report. And it is time to address your comments, questions, and possibly some desires as you sent them in to me on my Twitter handle, at Abe Gordon, or X, whatever you're calling it now. David wrote in and said, Fortune was dealing tonight, man of the match performance. They moved the ball fast in half, number one, kept St. Louis on their heels enough. Cobb was also much better on the ball tonight. Not perfect, but solid, showing on short rest road, missing lots of folks. That was from David. And then Michael also doubled down on Noah Cobb. Said, how about Noah Cobb's tough guy performance? And that's the one thing you're going to learn about these homegrown guys. They're not backing down. I think we've seen Efren Morales. I think we've seen that mindset from certainly from Caleb Wiley, from Noah Cobb, but also in the limited time we've seen him. We've taken a look at that from Luke Brennan as well. If I look at what the mind, what maybe the stamping mark is of academy players right now in Atlanta United, it is the fact that they do not back down, that they do feel that they belong on this stage. They are not intimidated, and I think that is, yes, it's about the individual. There's no denying that, but I also think it's about what the academy has built these players and prepared these players for. GTUTD said, really thought the game called for Brennan and Firmino at the 75th minute for Rios and Silva. It's a midweek game, 95 degrees, tired legs for St. Louis in the back. They did play lots of stoppage time, but you'll take the road point. Yeah, I would like to have seen Brennan a little bit earlier myself. I just do think he is a guy that can create, and without Almada right now, there are some limitations in kind of one-man wrecking crews, if you will. And so I would have liked to have seen Brennan a little bit earlier myself, but I'm sure that Rob Valentino has a chart and knows what everyone can give and what they have given. And so he played it the way that they needed to. Abby just wrote in and said, frustrating at numerous times, was a point where we lost the ball and five players just stood there, hardly did any movement to get back. Would have liked to have seen Firmino come in earlier, so another one who's thinking about some of the substitutions, as well as Brennan. Abby says she loved Dax in the midfield, and he directs players so well. Yeah, I again, there was opportunity there potentially to trot guys out earlier, but again, you had already used one window with Steon Gregersen right there at halftime. So maybe that played a role into it. And then obviously with Rios pulling a hamstring late, that cost you one on the backside of things. Quick glance around the MLS today. A big shocker in Cincinnati, where, like we've talked about, because we're playing them in 2 weeks, Atlanta United is, the New England Revolution go on the road and beat FC Cincinnati, number two in the Eastern Conference, 2-1. Really big surprise there, to the point that I believe Cincinnati was getting booed at home at one point as the Revolution took a 2-0 lead. Columbus handles Kansas City, Sporting KC 4-0. Also scoring 4 goals was the Houston Dynamo. They take out DC United. Next week, Atlanta United is going to be hosting Toronto FC. They're going to be coming off a 3-0 shellacking at the hands of the New York Red Bulls. Orlando City got 4 goals on the board as well against Chicago's 2. Charlotte goes on the road and takes out Philly 2-0. Austin FC gets a 1-0 road win over Minnesota. Nashville at home 1-0 against NYCFC. Colorado 4-1 against CF Montreal. The LA Galaxy, and I want to take a look at when this goal was scored because it had to be late. In the 74th minute, LA Galaxy gets a win on the road at Real Salt Lake. Very interesting. We talked about that in the pregame, myself and Jarrett Smith. That was a game that was number 3 in the Western Conference versus number 1 in the Western Conference. And in this moment, number 3 comes out on top. Jarrett Smith also gave us fair warning of the nonsense that is LAFC and the San Jose Earthquakes. That game is 56 minutes in, and it is 5-1. It was 5-1 heading into halftime. Mateus Bogusz has a brace in the first half. Goals are all over this. There's a goal scored in the 42nd minute. I guess it wasn't. This goal was in the second half. Sorry. There was a goal in the 42nd minute. There was a goal in first half stoppage time. There was another goal in the 48th minute. So right before, during, and right after halftime, all sorts of goals. And there's still 30-plus minutes to go in that one. We'll see what sort of other wonkiness we could get there. Portland at home has a – I swear I'm not kidding you. Another goal was just scored in this game. I'm not kidding. I'm waiting to see if it's LAFC or San Jose, but it was San Jose. So it's now 5-2. So I don't know, man. Buckle up. Maybe there's like a rock and jock thing where they can bring in like a 3-point ball in the final 2 minutes of this game or something and find their way back into it. But, Jarrett Smith was all on it. Some nuttiness going down there. Portland, like I said, 2-0 at home in Seattle and Dallas. They're just at early stages of the second half. That one is scoreless as well. One last thing before I send us all, one, home for the night, but also apparently into Sunday morning. The U.S. men's national team starts their run at Copa America tomorrow. The game is being played at AT&T Stadium, Jerry World in Dallas. If you can't make it to the game, which I imagine if you're listening to me now, you're probably not, unless, of course, you are on the Odyssey app. I do invite you and hope you will come join me tomorrow at a watch party. I'm going to be at Manny's in Grant Park. Manny's Grant Park from 4 p.m. until whenever that game ends. There's some really cool drink specials, and there's also an opportunity, if you take part in some of those drink specials, to win some tickets to the USA men's national team in their game against Panama. So come on, hang out with me starting at 4 o'clock at Manny's Grant Park. And look, if you have a beer or two, you might be able to win some tickets to USA and Panama. So we've got that watch party going on tomorrow. That's not the only watch party I'm going to be taking part in as well as the U.S. men's national team hopefully works their way through into and out of the group stage at Copa America. Speaking of earlier tonight at Copa America, Mexico got a 1-0 victory over Jamaica. Yesterday, Peru and Chile played to a scoreless tie. And earlier today in action, Venezuela came from behind 1 goal. Ecuador went down to 10 men. And so in the second half, it eventually added up. Venezuela got 2 to take out Ecuador in their opening match. Tomorrow at Euros, you got Switzerland, Germany, and Scotland, Hungary, your final group stage match in that group. But there's a couple of more still to come. So plenty of international soccer coming your way. Again, join me tomorrow, Manny's Grant Park, for the U.S. Men's National Team watch party right there. Your opportunity to win tickets to USA and Panama. We are going to be back a week from now on June 29th. Again, going to be live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United hosting Toronto FC. Trying to stay, dare I say, hot under Rob Valentino. They have had positive results depending on what you feel is positive, but they have gotten at least a point from every match so far in this second era of Rob Valentino. So very well done tonight. Again, without Thiago Almada, and I don't think we want to look past that. It's not just a regular game on the road. We know who else we're missing with a number of guys at Euro, a couple guys there at Copa America, a couple of injuries, all that stuff. But without Thiago Almada, who will be back in a week's time. So very excited about the potential there for Atlanta United to stay hot and maybe get a win at home, which has been a while for them to do that as well. That's going to do it here on the Full-Time Report. Again, Atlanta United on the road. They draw a point, and they it is a 1-1 draw. Daniel Rios, not from the penalty spot, but right after a penalty that he took, gets a rebound and put back after a save. And dunks it home, as you might say. So that was the goal scored for Atlanta United. They come back home, pick it up a point, and they have picked up now 5 points in 3 matches under Rob Valentino. That's going to do it here on the Full-Time Report. I am Abe Gordon. Safe travels for the team. Safe travels back for Mike Connie and Jason Longshore as well. I want to thank Dom Cherosky, our engineer, tonight here in studio. That's going to do it on the Full-Time Report. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. We will be back, Five Stripes Countdown, in a week's time against Toronto FC right here on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back to the Full-Time Report.
Full-time. Full-time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Abe Gordon here with the Full-Time Report, and it is time to address your comments, questions, and possibly some desires as you sent them in to me on my Twitter handle, at Abe Gordon, or X, whatever you're calling it now. David wrote in and said, Fortune was dealing tonight, man of the match performance. They moved the ball fast in half, number one. Kept St. Louis on their heels enough. Cobb was also much better on the ball tonight. Not perfect, but solid. Showing on short rest road, missing lots of folks. That was from David. And then Michael also doubled down on Noah Cobb. Said, how about Noah Cobb's tough guy performance? And that's the one thing you're going to learn about these homegrown guys. They're not backing down. I think we've seen Efren Morales. I think we've seen that mindset from certainly from Caleb Wiley, from Noah Cobb, but also in the limited time we've seen him. We've taken a look at that from Luke Brennan as well. If I look at what the mind, what maybe the stamping mark is of academy players right now in Atlanta United, it is the fact that they do not back down, that they do feel that they belong on this stage. They are not intimidated, and I think that is. Yes, it's about the individual. There's no denying that. But I also think it's about what the academy has built these players and prepared these players for. GTUTD said, really thought the game called for Brennan and Firmino at the 75th minute for Rios and Silva. It's a midweek game, 95 degrees, tired legs for St. Louis in the back. They did play lots of stoppage time, but you'll take the road point. Yeah, I would like to have seen Brennan a little bit earlier myself. I just do think he is a guy that can create, and without Almada right now, there are some limitations in kind of one-man wrecking crews, if you will. And so I would have liked to have seen Brennan a little bit earlier myself, but I'm sure that Rob Valentino has a chart and knows what everyone can give and what they have given. And so he played it the way that they needed to. Abby just wrote in and said, frustrating at numerous times. Was a point where we lost the ball and five players just stood there, hardly did any movement to get back. Would have liked to have seen Firmino come in earlier. So another one who's thinking about some of the substitutions, as well as Brennan. Abby says she loved Dax in the midfield and he directs players so well. Yeah, I again, there was opportunity there potentially to trot guys out earlier, but again, you had already used one window with with Steon Gregerson right there at halftime. So maybe that played a role into it. And then obviously with Rios pulling a hamstring late, that cost you one on the backside of things. Quick glance around the MLS today. A big shocker in Cincinnati, where, like we've talked about, because we're playing them in 2 weeks, Atlanta United is, the New England Revolution go on the road and beat FC Cincinnati, number two in the Eastern Conference, 2-1. Really big surprise there, to the point that I believe Cincinnati was getting booed at home at one point as the Revolution took a 2-0 lead. Columbus handles Kansas City, Sporting KC 4-0. Also scoring four goals was the Houston Dynamo. They take out DC United. Next week, Atlanta United is going to be hosting Toronto FC. They're going to be coming off a 3-0 shellacking at the hands of the New York Red Bulls. Orlando City got four goals on the board as well against Chicago's 2. Charlotte goes on the road and takes out Philly 2-0. Austin FC gets a 1-0 road win over Minnesota. Nashville at home 1-0 against NYCFC. Colorado 4-1 against CF Montreal. The LA Galaxy, and I want to take a look at when this goal was scored because it had to be late. In the 74th minute, LA Galaxy gets a win on the road at Real Salt Lake. Very interesting. We talked about that in the pregame, myself and Jarrett Smith. That was a game that was number 3 in the Western Conference versus number 1 in the Western Conference. And in this moment, number 3 comes out on top. Jarrett Smith also gave us fair warning of the nonsense that is LAFC and the San Jose Earthquakes. That game is 56 minutes in, and it is 5-1. It was 5-1 heading into halftime. Mateus Bogusch has a brace in the first half. Goals are all over this. There was a goal scored in the 42nd minute. I guess it wasn't. This goal was in the second half. Sorry. There was a goal in the 42nd minute. There was a goal in first half stoppage time. There was another goal in the 48th minute. So right before, during, and right after halftime, all sorts of goals. And there's still 30-plus minutes to go in that one. We'll see what sort of other wonkiness we could get there. Portland at home has I swear I'm not kidding you, another goal is just scored in this game. I'm not kidding. I'm waiting to see if it's LAFC or San Jose, but it was San Jose. So it's now 5-2. So I don't know, man. Buckle up. Maybe there's like a rock and jock thing where they can bring in like a 3-point ball in the final 2 minutes of this game or something and find their way back into it. But Jarrett Smith was all on it. Some nuttiness going down there. Portland, like I said, 2-0 at home, in Seattle and Dallas. They're just at early stages of the second half. That one is scoreless as well. One last thing before I send us all one home for the night, but also apparently into Sunday morning. The U.S. men's national team starts their run at Copa America tomorrow. The game is being played at AT&T Stadium, Jerry World in Dallas. If you can't make it to the game, which I imagine if you're listening to me now, you're probably not, unless, of course, you are on the Odyssey app. I do invite you and hope you will come join me tomorrow at a watch party. I'm going to be at Manny's in Grant Park. Manny's Grant Park from 4 p.m. until whenever that game ends. There's some really cool drink specials, and there's also an opportunity, if you take part in some of those drink specials, to be to win some tickets to the USA men's national team in their game against Panama. So come on, hang out with me starting at 4 o'clock at Manny's Grant Park. And look, if you have a beer or two, you might be able to win some tickets to USA and Panama. So we've got that watch party going on tomorrow. That's not the only watch party I'm going to be taking part in, as well as the U.S. men's national team hopefully works their way through into and out of the group stage at Copa America. Speaking of earlier tonight at Copa America, Mexico got a 1-0 victory over Jamaica. Yesterday, Peru and Chile played to a scoreless tie. And earlier today in action, Venezuela came from behind one goal. Ecuador went down to 10 men. And so in the second half, it eventually added up. Venezuela got 2 to take out Ecuador in their opening match. Tomorrow at Euros, you got Switzerland, Germany, and Scotland, Hungary, your final group stage match in that group. But there's a couple of more still to come. So plenty of international soccer coming your way. Again, join me tomorrow, Manny's Grant Park, for the U.S. men's national team watch party right there. Your opportunity to win tickets to USA and Panama. We are going to be back a week from now on June 29th. Again, going to be live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United hosting Toronto FC, trying to stay, dare I say, hot under Rob Valentino. They have had positive results, depending on what you feel is positive, but they have gotten at least a point from every match so far in this second era of Rob Valentino. So very well done tonight. Again, without Thiago Almada, and I don't think we want to look past that. It's not just a regular game on the road. We know who else we're missing with a number of guys at Euro, a couple guys there at Copa America, a couple of injuries, all that stuff. But without Thiago Almada, who will be back in a week's time. So very excited about the potential there for Atlanta United to stay hot and maybe get a win at home, which has been a while for them to do that as well. That's going to do it here on the Full-Time Report. Again, Atlanta United on the road. They draw a point, and they it is a 1-1 draw. Daniel Rios, not from the penalty spot, but right after a penalty that he took, gets a rebound and put back after a save and dunks it home, as you might say. So that was the goal scored for Atlanta United. They come back home, pick it up a point, and they have picked up now 5 points in 3 matches under Rob Valentino. That's going to do it here on the Full-Time Report. I am Abe Gordon. Safe travels for the team. Safe travels back for Mike Connie and Jason Longshore as well. I want to thank Dom Cherosky, our engineer, tonight here in studio. That's going to do it on the Full-Time Report. A 1-1 draw for Atlanta United. We will be back, Five Stripes Countdown, in a week's time against Toronto FC right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.